experience in life usually adds to what makes them who they are. My mother, Makeda Ransel Weeks, moved around during her childhood with her mom, an engineer. Each new place gave her new experiences and gave her new lessons that she carried on later in life.
I was born in Chicago and lived there till I was 12. My mother and father divorced when I was 5, so I had spent a lot of time on summers in California where he had moved. And then when I was 12, my mom, who was an engineer, received a job offer from Hewlett-Packard to move out to the Silicon Valley, which was the mecca of technology and still is, but it was during the first big tech boom of the early 80s. So we moved out there and we were there for 3 years in the Mountain View, Cupertino area. So I finished 8th, 9th, and 10th grade there. And then my mom moved us to Atlanta. And, she just felt that it was a better fit for us. We were there, and it was the time of the big boom. There was a lot of money going on around there. And a lot of our high school, in my high school, there were Maseratis in the parking lot for students. And it was a lot of excess. And my mom didn't feel like that was the right environment to grow up in.
Moving from Chicago to California to Atlanta in her teens, her identity was in the middle of changing and was sometimes shaped by the things around her, though she never felt as though she didn't know who she was.
I don't necessarily think I changed so that I didn't know myself, but I think, you know, we all take on different kind of personas based upon kind of where you are, and you merge it into that base self that you have.
Going from a place where you are the majority to where you are the minority made Makeda really feel the differences between people, yet she was able to find a group of people that she felt connected to.
To have the new girl from Chicago, the new girl, and the black girl. So you're the only other black student. I think there was one other black student in my large junior high, and his name was Rico. It was a little difficult, but it took some time, but I met a niche of people who were thoughtful, who did a lot of stuff that I did like to do, which was read, who liked music. I was in the band for a little bit, and I'd gotten into the trumpet, actually the cornet, which is a smaller version of the trumpet. And so when I got there, that was a kind of a nice connection. So I met some people there, a nice little cross-section of people that actually I enjoy, and I've kept in touch with some of them over time. And so with that, it was good because then we all went to the same high school, right? We went to Cupertino Junior High, and then we all went to our high school, Homestead High. And so I had a built-in network there. So thankfully, I didn't go into 9th grade without having anybody. And so it was nice. And then you built up more people. And then they also bussed in more people when you got to high school. It was less neighborhood. It was more neighborhood, but they bussed in a few people. So there were a few more people of color there that kind of came from maybe San Jose or further out or somewhere like that.
Moving out of the state where she grew up might have been hard, but the same people and things still influenced her life. These influences helped to shape how she saw the world and how she carried herself into adulthood.
I mean, there's always been that big piece of education is important, economic stability is important, family is important, those kinds of things. And so that's been a big identifier for me and kind of what I've done with my life. I think I have, people that I really appreciate as mentors who've been good for me. My pastor in Chicago, he's someone I think who's what I love about him is that he's a physician, a pediatric oncologist, but he still has a belief and a faith that I find very amazing. And so he's kind of helped me kind of merge those worlds of what it means to be educated and spiritual and religious.
With all these influences in her life, religion played a major role. She would always come back home to her childhood church and her church friends and family.
My church was a constant.
How do you think your neighborhood shaped? Because I know you said you, your pastor in Chicago helped you out a lot. So describe the things he did to help you out and what he did for you.
Oh, I mean, some of it is intangible, right? But, other parts of it is just being very vocal about, knowing me. So for him, he's very close to my mother's age. They actually had grown up together. So we were really close, and we're still close actually to this day. But for me, it was just having somebody who just knew me. He wanted to see my grades when my grades came out. He was obviously a big proponent, as a physician, of doing well academically and being thoughtful about who you are. And those of us who were kind of in my generation who were there at the church at that time, it's a huge church now. It was larger then, but we were just always around each other. And like I said, most of us, there weren't a whole lot of us. You know, there, it was very rare for there to be tons of kids. There were a lot of only kids. There were a lot of maybe, you know, two kids. We used to have all kinds of adventures. We'd do all kinds of things we had no business doing, right? You know, we'd have our money for Sunday school, you know, your offering or whatever, and you might run to the candy store instead, right? Spend it there. Or, you know, we would just kind of hang out with each other. We'd have all kinds of plays and all. I mean, Halloween, we had, you know, at the church, we'd do like this whole kind of like Halloween party. We'd have like a scary house and like the choir room. I mean, it's just all kinds of fun stuff that we would do. So we'd have all those little adventures. And so we'd have our sleepovers. We were, you know, we were best friends. They'd come over. You know, I lived right across from Michigan, from Lake Michigan. So we would, you know, they would come over because they'd love to come to my house because we could just walk right across the street to the beach, right? And so we'd do all these really fun things together, you know, and we just have these histories of each other's mothers and fathers taking care of each other. And it was a nice little community. And then, you know, all the things that you weren't supposed to do that you do with each other, you know, goofy stuff, you know. Those are the things that I remember that I really love.
Not all of the church family is still in Chicago, but for things such as the 100th anniversary of the church, which was last summer, people come back to celebrate the church they knew and loved.
Though all of us are not still in Chicago, but we came back because there's a love for that church family because we grew up together, you know? And even when I moved it, when I was 12 or 13, I always came back to Chicago. So I'm still a part of that group. So it's that kind of continual connection that I think is important. So those are the relationships I have and still have to this day.
Church life is something that Makeda continues even into adulthood. She grew up with strong influences that made her realize that she can stand in this world and that others may have negative feelings about her, but she can be confident in what she believes and who she is.
There's only one person who's kind of lived your life, right? Unless you can make connect. Well, they've all kind of experienced things that are very similar to you, but they've never experienced them through your eyes, right? And so there's only one you. And that's the thing that I think what makes me stand out is that I'm me. You have to have a sense of self-worth, right? To say, I'm me, you know? As my mom used to say, nothing starts till I get here, right? You know, the party doesn't start till I walk in, you know? You have to have this sense of confidence to say, I'm important. And not saying that you're not either, you know, because people sometimes think, well, if I'm important, what does that say about me? You think I'm not good? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I feel great about me. I think that's what makes me, makes me great or whatever it is that I'm just me.